Our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise and glory this morning in the house of the Lord again. We thank you. An opportunity every time we gather together to fellowship one with another. And truly, our fellowship is with His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we thank you for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the glory of God that rests upon us. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And we ask you, Lord, that you glorify yourself in the message. And that you bless and fulfill every need. And as always, the entrance of your word will bring light into our situation. We decree it and give you glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Somebody give a shout out to Jesus. Somebody give a shout out to Jesus. Somebody give a shout to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, rejoice in the Lord. Oh my. You know, the messages and things, sharing and brother's testimony, you know, I think that goes right with this message. You know, and he said he was in the vision. And he woke up rejoicing and praising the Lord, you know, and he saw the Lord and jumped right on him. Praise God. Rejoice in the Lord. You know, sometimes it looks like there is no reason for you to rejoice, but I guarantee you, you're going to be shouting after this message. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Isaiah chapter 51 is where I'm going to start this morning. Isaiah 51, I'm not going to preach very long, but I want to bring this by the power of the Spirit of God. Isaiah 51, chapter 51 is where I will start this morning. Again, the message. Rejoice in the Lord this morning. Isaiah 51 and verse 11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Are you the redeemed of the Lord this morning? And they shall come with singing unto Zion. Now that's God's holy place. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. And they shall obtain gladness and joy. And sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Can you say amen to that? Now one of the distinguishing marks for the elect of God at the end of the age is everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. How many of you can say amen? Amen. Now, that's everlasting joy. It shall be, in fact, be upon their head means like everybody can see it. You know, it's not hidden. The joy shall be beaming on their faces. It's called everlasting joy. It says it shall be upon their heads. Have you ever thought about that? You know, how do you get joy upon somebody's head? You know, but that's, you know, everlasting joy is going to be upon their head. So we're talking about rejoice in the Lord this morning. You know, rejoice in the Lord. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Now, you can have the joy of the Lord in your life. You know, but you must do something. Rejoicing is an action. It's something that you do. It's like shouting in victory. Like shouting for joy. You know, it's something. It's kind of like believing is faith in action. The same thing, rejoicing is expressing the joy that is in you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, rejoicing. Now, the devil's goal is to steal your joy. And once he can steal your joy, things will begin to wither away in your life. Now, in the book of Joel, chapter 1 and verse 12, the Bible says, even the vines have dried up, things have failed, nothing is working right. Why? Because joy is withered from the sons of men. See? That's Joel chapter 1 and verse 12. When joy withers from you, an exhortation that the brother gave about the sons of God, you know, you got to have that joy. See, when that joy withers from you, you cannot do any of these things. You know, the vine is going to be dried up.
The fig tree is going to languish. These are symbolisms of different things, you know. And even the pomegranate tree and the palm tree also. All of these things will fail. Why? Because joy has withered from the sons of men, you know. My goodness. But if you can get that joy together, if you can get that joy of the Lord, you know, and that's what we are going to be talking about this morning, rejoicing in the Lord. You know, Habakkuk said in 3:17, he said, although the fig tree, you know, wastes away and the vine dry up, you know, like all these things and so forth, you know, and the olive fails and the fields yield nothing, you know, it looks like bankruptcy, if you might want to call it that, you know. Everything in his labor, you know, failed. Everything that he worked for, he said, failed. He said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Amen? And I will joy in the God of my salvation. Can you rejoice? Can people shout the victory here this morning? Hallelujah. Come on, let's shout the victory here this morning. Praise the Lord. You got to practice that joy of the Lord. You got to practice that rejoicing. No matter what, you have to say hallelujah anyhow. You know, no matter whether it looks good or it looks bad or it looks gloomy or whatever. You know, he said, I will yet rejoice in the Lord and I will joy in the God of my salvation. And if you can keep that joy, you know, the next thing you know, these things, you know, he said there is yet hope for a tree even when it's dried up. You know, because the scent of water will begin to bring it back again. When that joy, Isaiah 12 and verse 3, when you begin to draw waters with joy from the wells of salvation, it begins to bring the scent of water back to the trees that are dried up. And things begin to come up in your life that were dry. When the joy of the Lord begins to come in your heart. See, the joy of the Lord is at the base of all these things withering away. Once the joy withers away, then all these other things will wither away. But once you begin to rejoice, and you begin to get that joy of the Lord back, then the next thing you know, things begin to come back into place. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Now, I want you to know this. See, the problems of this world, they are designed to steal your joy. See, all of the things that come out against you, either from your spouse, or from your children, or from your parents, or from your work, or from your this, or from that, or from other pressures, you know, these things are designed to steal your joy. And you know the reason why people's joy are stolen most of the time? You know, because they don't have their affections in the right place. Colossians chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2. He said, look, you know, if you be risen with Christ, so mind only heavenly things. Set your affections on things that are above and not on earthly things. How many of you understand that? Set your affections. See, the reason that your joy withers, the only way, let me put it this way, the only way that your joy can be constant is when your joy is based upon something that is constant. And there's only one such something that is constant. It is the joy of the Lord. It is the goodness of the Lord in your life. When your joy is based on the Lord himself, the Bible says, choose him as your chief joy. See, when your joy should not be based on your spouse, it should not be based on your girlfriend, or your boyfriend, or your fiance, or your job. Because any of those things can fail and disappoint. And if your joy is based on earthly things, when those ugly things fail, then your joy will wither away. But if your joy is based on the Lord, now remember, the Lord is always constant. The Lord is the same. He never changes and he never fails. And if you are anchored upon his love, no matter what else disappoints you, whether your husband, your spouse, your wife, your children, your parents, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your job, or whatever else is going on, when you are anchored on the love of Christ, you can always rejoice in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. If you want to know how to get that joy and keep that joy, well,
You must let your affections be based on things that are above them and not on things on the earth. Because things on the earth, they will corrupt, you know, they will rust away, they will fail, you know, and so forth like that, you know, but and sometimes they will disappoint. And if your joy is based on that, then your joy will begin to wither away. But if your joy is based on things that are untouchable, you see, that's the goodness of the Lord. That's untouchable, that's unchangeable. You know, then, you know, no matter what happens, then you can still rejoice in the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to read some of these. You know, I love to read the Psalms and I love to read the writings of David, you know, because, you know, he was somebody that knew how to bestir himself and how to encourage his soul, even when things looked like they were going contrary-wise. Now, here is a recommendation of, you know, how to get the oil of gladness in your life. You know, now there is an anointing of oil of gladness that God brings. And here is how to get it in your life. In the book of Psalm 45 and verse 7, you know, he was talking about the Lord Jesus, of course, but hey, as he is, so are we in this world. How many of you know that? That's what the brother was just talking about, the sons of God. Jesus Christ was the blueprint of what we should be. As he is, so are we also. He said, because thou hast loved righteousness and you have hated iniquity, therefore God, even thy God, shall anoint you with the oil of gladness, even above your fellows. If you want to get that joy in your life, the first thing is you must love his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then you must hate iniquity. We can't sugarcoat it or polish it and so forth. We got to call it the way it is. If it was sin then, it is sin today. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
I don't care what the world or Hollywood or television says. What God hates is sin. And the Bible already condemns sin. See? Hallelujah. Jesus already condemned sin in the flesh. You know, and gave us a victory in the spirit. You know, so, you know, if you love righteousness, if you hate wickedness, you hate iniquity, God will anoint you with the oil of gladness. Oh, and then you can rejoice. But there is a part that you have to play in this rejoicing in the Lord. You know, that's the part that I am talking about this morning. It is not, I'm not saying that you don't have any problems. We acknowledge that we have problems, we have challenges and so forth like that. That's not what I'm talking about. But we're talking about rejoicing even in the face of the problems. Just like the man said in Habakkuk, he said, regardless of what's going on, regardless of the economic situation, you know, bailout or no bailout, stimulus or no stimulus, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. How many of you can say praise the Lord today? Now let's read some of the things that the psalmist said. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. And I'm going to read various verses here in the Psalms, just to show the psalmist encouraging himself and encouraging us on how to rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 28 and verse 7. It says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Now, if I read anything that makes you excited, feel free to shout. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart also trusted in him, and therefore I am helped. Amen. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him.
Amen.
And the brother said in his vision he was praising the Lord. Here it's never happened to him like that before. Well, you know, it goes right with this message, you know, because the Lord, he wants his people to rejoice. There's going to be darkness and gloominess and sadness upon the earth and so forth like that, but remember, when there was darkness in Egypt, there was light over the camp of Israel. The distinguishing sign, he said, gladness, everlasting joy shall be upon their heads at the end of the age. Everlasting joy. Nothing can touch it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Oh, he said, I will rejoice and I will praise him with my song. He said, he is my strength and he has helped me. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced. And I will praise him. That's Psalm 28 and verse 7. Now, Psalm 32 and verse 11. He says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous.
Now, this is a, you know, you can call it an exhortation, but you can also call it an instruction.
You know, he said, be glad and rejoice, ye righteous. Don't let the things of the world get you down. Shout for joy, he said. Can I get a shout here in this morning? You know, shouting is good when you are doing it for joy, not out of stress and so forth. But if you are stressful, you know, shout for the victory to the Lord, you know, maybe he'll relieve that stress. Don't get it all bottled up inside. No, shout for joy. You know, there's a lot of things. The Bible said they shouted the victory and so forth, and they won great victory in the Bible and so forth. You know, the Bible, throughout the book of Psalms, it talks about shouting for joy, shouting unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. You know, rejoicing in the Lord, no matter how you feel, you know, about it. Begin to walk that spirit inside you to rejoice. He said, be glad and rejoice and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. He tells them, Psalm 33 and verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, he tells you again. You know, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Now remember, I told you that if you walk that righteousness, it's going to anoint you with the oil of gladness. Rejoice in the Lord because praise is comely. Now this verse puts your rejoicing and praise together. You know, if you know the use of the word, you know, conjunctions and different things like that, like for, he said, rejoice in the Lord for praise is comely. I mean, so he's tying praise and rejoicing together. You know, he's saying when you are rejoicing, then you are praising the Lord. Because God loves a cheerful people. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh yes, sir. Blessed are the people that love this joyful sound, that know the joyful sound. They shall still be praising the Lord. You know, the Lord, you know, he loves the people of God to rejoice. He says, so he puts praise and rejoicing together. Now, Psalm 35 and verse 9. Psalm 35 and verse 9. You know, let's hear it from the psalmist. You know, all the things he says, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. And my soul shall rejoice in his salvation. You know, I mean, he talks to his soul all the time. You know, and you can take command of your soul too. You can tell your soul, say, why are you cast down? Come on, rejoice in the Lord. You know, David, he told his soul all the time, why thou disquieted within me? Why thou cast down? Come on, rejoice in the Lord. He told, and he bestirred himself. And the Bible would say, and David encouraged himself in the Lord, and he rejoiced in the Lord his God. Psalm 40 and verse 16. Psalm 40 and verse 16. Various exhortations here for you to rejoice. Let all those that seek the Lord rejoice and be glad in thee. Even such as love thy salvation, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified. Can you say that with me this morning? The Lord be magnified. He said, let the righteous rejoice. Let those that, you know, love the Lord, let them be glad in him. And let them say continually, especially those that rejoice in his salvation, let them say that the Lord be magnified. Now when the devil tries to throw something up in your face, just say, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh my, that gets rid of him so quick, you know, because he wants to get you down. And don't give him the pleasure. Amen? How many of you understand that?
Hallelujah.
Don't give the devil the satisfaction that he has gotten you down, you know. The Bible says in Micah 7 and verse 8, you say, oh my enemy, you can't rejoice over me. Because when I fall, I shall arise. And even when I sit in darkness, the light of God is coming to shine upon my ways. Amen. Never let the devil get the satisfaction that he's got you down. How many of you understand that? Oh, I will never let the devil know that he got me down. Because I'm going to rejoice. And no matter what he does, I'm going to push him back. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you feel like rejoicing this morning?
Amen.
Come on, let's shout the victory. Let's shout the glory to God. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a hand clap in here this morning.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Oh yes.
Glory.
We ought to be able to shout the victory when we come to the house of the Lord. And when you go with this same strength. And shout the victory everywhere you go. No matter where you go, no matter what is going on throughout the week. You shout the victory. You praise the name of the Lord. No matter what the devil, see, wants to do. You know, you praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 98 and verse 4. Now this is something that the elect of God, the children of God, don't do enough about, Psalms, he talks about all of this. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Can I hear some noise in here this morning? Come on, let's make some noise here this morning. Hallelujah. Say, make a loud noise. Well, you guys are not loud enough. Come on, make a joyful noise. Make a loud noise. Oh, yes. And rejoice. And sing praise. And if I may add, and rub that devil's face in the dust. Amen. Because when you rejoice, you make him to kiss the dust. Because he wants to get you down. See, he wants to gloat over you. And you don't give him the satisfaction. But you're going to rejoice anyway. And the next thing you know, when you begin to rejoice, it's like the scent of water. It begins to bud again with those trees. It begins to come again, And God begins to bring back a refreshing to your soul when you begin to rejoice and when you begin to praise the Lord. So he says, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Rejoicing and singing praise, they go hand in hand. Rejoice. I'm not talking about that you have something to celebrate about in the natural. Some people say, well, why should I be rejoicing? Because, I lost my job. I don't have anything to celebrate about. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you've got a lot to celebrate about. Because the Bible says, that you should rejoice because your names are written in the book of life. Except your name this morning is not written in that book of life. And if you want to know how we can help you get in there, it comes through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way. But if your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, you ought to rejoice and you ought to shout the victory. Because the enemy, which is the devil, see, he cannot steal your joy unless you let him do it. See? And, once he can do it, then he'll have a victory over you. But he should not be able to do that. Don't let the devil get your joy at any time. So rejoice and shout the praise. The Bible says in Psalm 98 and verse 4. He said, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing the praise to the Lord and so forth like that. That's something that we need to do more and more. And we don't do enough of that. So let's make a practice of rejoicing. Let's make a practice of singing and shouting the victory. Sing unto the Lord with a harp and and all these things. And make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Psalm 105 and verse 43. Psalm 105 and verse 43. He said, and he brought forth his people with joy. And he's glad, he's chosen with gladness. Do you know that the Lord is going to bring you forth with joy? Do you believe that he's going to bring you forth with gladness? Oh yeah, he said they shall return unto their place. That's Mount Zion. That's where the children of God belong. It's Mount Zion. And when they come back, everlasting joy shall be upon their heads at the end of the age. They shall obtain gladness and joy. Oh yeah, and all the sighing and the mourning and the anguish and the bitterness and the sorrow shall flee away. How many of you can say praise the Lord? That's right. Psalm 118 and verse 24. Now, this is something that you ought to do every morning when you get up from your bed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You ought to say, this is another day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, let's stand to our feet this morning. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Let's try that together. Let's say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Come on, everybody. Let's say, this is the day the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice. Woo! And I will be glad in it. When you wake up in the morning, you can look at the mirror and say, mirror, mirror on the wall. Oh yes, who is the best of them all? It is Jesus, sir. Woo! Hallelujah. And you can look at the world and say, I feel good this morning. I'm looking good and I'm looking better. Because I'm looking more like Jesus every day. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can tell the devil, you can go to your place today, you can kiss the dust, because I will rejoice in the land of the living. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills today. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, the next thing you know, you start to feel good. Come on, let's try that this morning. Come on, I want everybody to begin to shout a victory. Shout a victory. Shout a victory here this morning. Amen. Listen to what he said in Psalm 27 and verse 6. And now, whoo, shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, he said, all my enemies round about, my head shall be lifted up, and I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Woo! I will sing, and I will sing the praises unto the Lord, because he has lifted up my head above my enemy. It is the enemy that comes in to kill, to steal, and to destroy. It is the enemy that comes to bring you sorrow and distress and anguish in your life. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have abundant life. I have come to give you joy. My joy and my peace I live with you. Not as the world giveth. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, with joy shall he draw waters from the wells of salvation. In closing this message to you this morning, let me read to you this. The Lord wanted me to read this to you to close this message. And I'm going to read it to you prophetically speaking. Isaiah chapter 61. And I'm going to read to you verse 3. Prophetically speaking this morning, here is the message the Lord wants you to know. The Lord will appoint unto all those that mourn in Zion. He will give them beauty for ashes. Amen. Do you have any cause, do you have any cause this morning that you may think that your head is down and so forth? Listen to what he says. He is going to give you beauty for ashes. Can you say amen to that this morning? He's going to give you the oil of joy for mourning. He's going to put upon you the garment of praise. He will replace the spirit of heaviness. Oh yes. And he's going to do all of that so that you might be called trees of righteousness. See, you can never get away from that righteousness. Trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. So that he might be glorified.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord is not glorified when you are all sad and gloomy and so forth like that. See. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 30 and verse 5, he said, no matter how dark the night looks, no matter how gloomy the day looks, he said, I want you to know that your sorrow is about to pass away. Because joy is coming for you in the morning. And you can have joy every morning. You can even have joy every night. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can say goodness. You can wake up in the morning and say, surely goodness and mercy will follow me today. They will be on either side. And during the day you can check. You can look back and make sure mercy is there. You can make sure goodness is on the other side. And they will follow you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And you can say in the morning when you wake up, I am a child of the King. Woo! Therefore, my heart rejoices. Therefore, will I sing unto him sacrifices of joy. Oh, I will lift up the name of the Lord. I will rejoice and I will sing. Put your hands together for Jesus this morning. Come on, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Oh, yes. He says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice when the going is good, but rejoice when the going is bad. Rejoice in the good times. Rejoice in the bad times. Rejoice in the night. Rejoice in the day. Rejoice always and again. I say rejoice. Lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord this morning. Come on, all over this place, let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's rejoice and let's praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Is the joy of the Lord your strength here this morning? Set your affections on the Lord this morning and the things of God. Set your affection on the word of the Lord and His Spirit this morning. And never mind somebody else, and your joy shall never fail. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the joy of the Lord that you have given us already. And now, Lord, we shout the victory. We rejoice and we sing praise. Come on, let's shout the victory. Let's rejoice and sing praise. Come on, shout the victory. Let's rejoice and sing praise. Oh, yes, let's rejoice. Let's rejoice and sing praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I will bless the Lord. Come on, let's go. Everybody rejoice and let's bless the name of the Lord. Oh,
your hands together for the Lord. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I release the oil of gladness in the name of Jesus. Anoint your heads. Let it be on your everlasting, let it be like everlasting joy on your foreheads in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. Oh yes, make his face always to be radiant upon you. Amen. Because his good favor pass before you at all times. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want everybody to shout hallelujah. Shout it again, hallelujah!